a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Tuesday night, the 11th of December, 2007. Glad you're with us for the program. It's open lines tonight. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to get into technology and someone who focuses on this. We remember he's a regular on this program. Michael Vail will be with us tomorrow night. His website is thought-criminal.org, and we're going to talk about technology and some of its uses, especially its uses for control. And those uses are growing. I mean, growing. Because like I said at the top of the show, literally every day there's new articles that come out in the mainstream press regarding these type of things. I mean, you've got a military that's talking about using deflector shields for tanks. And directed energy weapons, and anti-satellite technologies, and technologies that will use lasers and the like to take out forces. I mean, rapidly the day of the bullet is disappearing as you know, technology moves so fast. It's blinking. But the technology doesn't make it to you and me. The technology is being used for control. I mean, the latest Windows operating system, for example, Vista, has more backdoors in it for the NSA to use than you can shake a stick at. That, and plus the fact it's a piece of crap, you know, I would advise people to stay away from it. There's been a ton of problems with it, and if I can avoid giving Bill Gates money at all, I will give. I will avoid padding that globalist pocket. You know, because I mean, he's the guy that wants to see the population whittled down to a good half a billion. Likes the one-child policies that are being run in China and now down in Australia. With these one-child policies, they're saying if you have more than one child down there, you may have to pay a lifetime climate tax, I guess, just for your kids to inhale the air. It's like, what? You know, give me a break. Insane stuff. I mean, it is moving at breakneck speed. And that's what I'm saying, folks. Knowledge is power. Get as much knowledge of who these people are as you possibly can. Because in any war, in any battle, you have to understand and know who your enemy is. And these people are just out and out psychopaths and sociopaths. The ends justify the means. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And they will kill you. They will tax you. They will use you because you're nothing but the cattle. You're the livestock to be herded. And once your usefulness is gone, bye-bye. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
K Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
On the Midnight Rider. I can never start talking about a little bass line. Gotta have it there. I love this song for some reason. And I just do. I mean, I just like the beat and the groove to it, the whole nine yards. Yeah, I mean, down in Australia, you might have to pay a tax if you decide to have more than one child. You know, if we were meant to only have one child, you'd have one and it'd be over with. Be instant menopause for women, or men would just become instantly sterile, you know. But that's not how it is. If you're a Bible believer, we were told to be fruitful and multiply. And, you know, and I know there's a discussion, you know, how much, you know, how many people can the planet hold and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, you know, about this global warming thing, you know, oh, well, you're exhibiting, putting down too much carbon. The problem is that more and more scientists are coming out and saying that that's all hogwash. I mean, you've got Mars getting warmer. They're talking about the solar, southern ice caps melting on Mars. Volcanic activity on moons across the solar system, especially around Jupiter and Saturn, are starting to increase. Weather, not previously seen on a lot of these moons, is occurring. Oh, but here on Earth, you know, where it's the sun warming there, and you've got scientists who literally try to come up with different reasons why it's occurring on Mars, when you've got this big ball that sets in the middle of the solar system that puts out a lot of heat, that warms the planets. And, well, the sun's warming up. The sun works in a cycle. It's warming up here. It's warming up on Mars. Duh. Put the two together. But instead, we want to talk, well, your SUV is a polluter. My name is Al Gore, and I'm here. I won the Nobel Peace Prize. I was elected president, but I didn't get to take office. So I get into this global warming. I'm a tree. I'm Al Gore. But a bunch of scientists now have authored a report. Professor David H. Douglas of University of Rochester, Professor John R. Christie of the University of Alabama, Benjamin D. Pearson, a graduate student, and Professor S. Fred Singer, the University of Virginia, have written a study that appears in this month's International Journal of Climatology of the Royal Meteorological Society. This is a Prison Planet article from Paul Joseph Watson. On the article, the observed pattern of warming, comparing surface and atmospheric temperature trends, does not show the characteristic fingerprint associated with greenhouse warming. The inescapable conclusion is that human contribution is not significant, and that observed increases in carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases only make a negligible contribution to global warming, said the lead author, David H. Douglas. So there you go. I mean, and more people are saying, look, this is not true. But you've got government immediately going in to say, hey, we got to tax this. We've got to do something and control. We're going to set up bureaucracies and all this to collect the tax. Carbon tax. You got to have credits to go down the road in your car. Well, why don't we do something really novel? And why don't you actually encourage people to come up with new technologies and not have them killed when they do? There's a thought. We've had new technologies that have emerged and emerged and emerged, and they disappear because the inventor miraculously fell out of his 10th-story apartment window while he was sleeping, no less. He was distraught. He was depressed. No, a neighbor said he was happy as a lark. Had a great time that night. Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call. Carol in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, a little under the weather, a slight bit.
A little bit. Well, Carol, there are a bunch of people that called in here the other night that said we need to have you on for an entire program and let you pull out your handy-dandy notebook and go to town.
I got to find it. I got to find it. But you know what? The rest of this week, I mean, I can't start right away because I am in the midst of baking Christmas cookies.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of cookies are we making?
Well, so far I made a date cookie. You roll in coconut, and then I made pecan taffies tonight. I made peanut butter cookies. Now I'm going to make peanut butter fudge. I'm going to make oatmeal cookies, which I have to bake in the morning. Chocolate chip, frosted vanilla sugar cookies. I used to work at a bakery, so I have a girlfriend that has come in for the first time, and we're baking together, which helps.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is.
That sounds like great fun.
I got to make the kolaches. We're making those tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. Save me some peanut butter fudge. That's my absolute favorite.
Mine, too. I was going to make chocolate, and she said she'll make the chocolate, and we'll split it. Once you eat the peanut butter, it's hard to eat that chocolate fudge.
Oh, yeah, because you can just feel that sugar melting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Your apple tree. Don't whack it down. It's the center, the roots there, right? Don't cut that tree down. Trim it, and it will grow back. My son-in-law and daughter, lightning hit a tree of theirs. It was awful, a beautiful apple tree. But it come back.
It's been a pretty tough tree. It's endured three of these storms, this is the worst.
It'll come back. And,
good.
You know, most people don't know whenever you trim an apple tree, you should only trim like a quarter of it a year. You know, but you got to make sure there's air going through all this. We have a delicious apple tree here, and 15 years I got one apple, and my husband has the habit of trimming the trees till they're pretty instead of how they should be. Well, he finally did it right, and I got 5 apples next year, but they're progressively getting more, but it's just how you trim the tree. But you got to have a breeze blowing through those leaves. You know, you don't want all those branches. So, anyway, I'm wanted, right?
You are wanted. Get that notebook together.
Okay, I had a slight problem, and I can't find all my stuff. I can't even run my printer. My husband thought he fixed the roof on my computer room. Well, the rain come down in the center of the room on top of my computer. But It didn't hurt it.
Well, good.
So, we're in good shape here, but I'm out in the living room now till he gets it fixed, and with the ice, we don't have the ice like you do.
We've had a ton of it.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of snow, but it's all gone, and now it's raining. Well, they're deliberately taking the sun from us, and this is sad because we need that sun. It's deliberately.
Yeah, oddly enough, Carol, they were doing a lot of chemtrail spraying in the days before this set of storms came through, especially in my area. I mean, it was just everywhere.
Yeah, when they chemtrail, if I go out, I don't feel very good. So if I don't put up my blinds in the daytime, I don't see the gray sky, and I don't get depressed. I stay pretty, you know, but this is just amazing what they're doing. It's just nothing but gray skies. It's not even a winter.
No.
It's terrible.
Well, I've started eating these hemp seeds that they come from Canada, and I eat them just like by the handful. The hemp plant is probably one of the most nutritious foods you can ever come across. And I tell you what, it's not getting me down. I mean, you eat a couple handfuls of these a day and you're going.
You know,
go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
If we could plant the hemp, we could put all the necessary nutrients back in our soils.
Yes. They've been robbed.
All we need. Yep. It would straighten up a lot of things in this country, a lot of things, like girls and boys going opposite. It would straighten that up if people had the proper nutrition. I mean, this is really sad.
Yeah, it really is. And here's this plant that's been around since the dawn of time that civilization after civilization has used, and they tell us we can't have it because it's a good thing.
Well, because we don't need the oil. Well, look at the man they murdered. I heard you saying about them murdering people that invent things. He was in his car at the airport. He invented a battery that would replace oil. We wouldn't need the oil. And that's pretty sad.
Yeah,
but, you know, people invent things. Why don't they give it out to a lot of people before they go off to get it, you know, give it to people?
That's the thing, because they think they have to take it to business.
Yeah.
And get it done. And then the very people that they have to take it to are the very people that either want to shelve it or never want it to see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the drugs.
Yeah.
They'll shelve the drugs when there's problems with them, and they'll pull them out 20 years later and start giving them to people again under a different name. I don't know. People just don't know this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Carol, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Save me some of that peanut butter fudge.
Okay.
You have a great night. Enjoy the cookies. I bet they're roaming her house. It's just great. Hubby, get that roof fixed. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Instruct mom to make peanut butter fudge. Oh gosh, my mom makes the best peanut butter fudge. And she, if I talk to her enough, and I say the right things, mom will make a batch of peanut butter fudge for me for Christmas. So. Oh, you just know that the aroma in Carol's house It's just wow. And then we got Catherine, and you know, and all of this food talk. Catherine is up there in Montana. She's talking in the chat room. She's been cooking elk tonight, and she's going in to make. Had to go in and mix the rice in just a little bit ago, because her husband works late, and she likes to have dinner on the table for him to make sure he's nice and fed. And you know, everybody's talking about food, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting hungry. And did I hear we had butter beans, big old lima beans, from fried potatoes. Can't get no better than that. You can't at all. Dave in Florida, you want some peanut butter fudge?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing real good. Making me hungry, though. hemp seeds even sound real tasty, you know?
Oh, they are great. They're roasted, and, man, you just can't eat enough of them. They're good stuff. I mean, they're 25% protein. It's balanced nutrition. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Sounds good. Last week, you were talking about the chemtrails being real bad and then the weather with the blizzard and all hitting.
Right.
You know, I saw the same thing. I'm in Florida, and I saw the chemtrails and, you know, crisscrossing the sky, but I haven't seen it since then. But I do see kind of an effect of, like, weird-looking clouds, you know, like purple-looking and.
I saw like a dark red cloud the other day. It was like a brownish red cloud the other day. And somebody told me that it might have been either something new that they were putting into the trail, or that they might have been even dumping diesel fuel as they sprayed these trails. And they'll be all kinds of colors from different stuff.
I'm right by NASA, so, you know, who knows what they probably try it out here first, you know, before they try it everywhere
else. Oh, hey, they've had a little rocket fuel. Let's see how they like chemtrails. There you go. Yeah, you know, it's insane what they're doing to us, and what's even more insane about it now, Dave, is that in textbooks, they're coming out and admitting that they started this in '97, and they're admitting it in high school textbooks.
I mean, they're weird like that. They like to put their information out and show you what they're doing to you. It's like part of their little game they have going on.
Yep. They like to give you the one finger salute every time they can.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind tonight?
You talk about I missed part of the show, but about the stock market losing 300 points on the Dow Jones and the Fed's cut interest rate 0.25%.
Right.
And that's the first time I've ever seen that happen before.
Yeah, me too. And oddly enough, too, the dollar had gone up on news that they were going to do a cut a few days before. I mean, it didn't go up a lot, but it went up. It had been at its highest than it had been in months.
Right.
So you've got people playing some games there. There's a lot of manipulation going on.
Well, even the way they compare the dollar against the euro, if you look at the pound is like 2.5 to 1 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pound's killing us. People from England are coming over here. Somebody had some guests in from England. Here recently, and they were just having a field day out buying stuff because the pound would buy so much.
Yeah, that's how pumping our economy right now is. A lot of British tourists are down here, and the pound just buys so much.
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. But this whole thing it's going to be global in scope because I mean, so many different countries have pieces of our credit and pieces of our funds and stuff that were based on these subprime loans, and you've got. Well, they say like in Europe there's at least $1 trillion of what they call
China,
this toxic debt.
You know,
what's
it, $13 trillion?
Well, China has $1.43 trillion of our dollars.
Okay, I thought it was more than that.
No, thank God, no. I mean, you know, in China, all they have to do is dump.
Well, it's $13 trillion.
Start dumping the dollar
all together. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of money that's out all over the world because you've got some countries that the U.S. dollar is their national currency. There's countries in Central and South America, I think like Costa Rica. The dollar is their national currency. And so as it deflates here and inflation rises, not only does it rise here, but it's rising down there as well. And they're starting to look at options on what they're going to do regarding the dollar. And people all over the world that are Americans living abroad, they're going to feel the pinch as well. Dave, appreciate the call. Going to grab a break here.
All right.
Yeah, okay, hold on just a second. I'll pick you up after the break because we're out of time for this segment. So Dave's got another question for us. We'll pick it up on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, the number is 800 313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
On the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The talk of food continues. Oh, yeah. Well, Carol in Pennsylvania, Kimberly just walked in the room. Carol's baking Christmas cookies and candies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so it's got us all talking about all the good stuff. Attention RBN listeners who suffer from joint excruciating pain. Excruciating joint pain. This is the time of the year for it, too. Especially somebody with arthritis and stuff. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, then Arthalin, A-R-T-H-A-L-I-N, is here for you. Arthalin is a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part, RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to www.321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com. or call 815-259-4552 in the morning for more details. Dave in Florida, are you still hanging with us?
I'm still here.
All right, what else you got there for me, pal?
What's that?
What else you got?
I was going to say the last show, I know it's Doug's show, it's the Intel News Strike.
Central Net Radio, right, yeah.
With the Alan Watt, that was really informative. You know,
Alan Watt is so informative, and he's got a program on RBN as well that runs three nights a week. And
he's on RBN now.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. He's getting shows on RBN as well, and oh yeah, I've had him on this program too. And I mean, you know, 2 hours Alan Watt, man, you just get so much information; it's incredible.
Yeah, definitely a good lineup tonight.
Yeah, definitely indeed. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 8. Central time, so I guess that would be 8 to 9 your time.
Cool.
So you could tune him in.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. You have a good night, and I'll go back in there and listen.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling, and thanks for
participating. All right, thank you.
You have a great night. John in New York, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you?
Good, how are you? I heard about your ice storm.
It's been interesting. We've managed to keep our power throughout.
Well, you know... You were talking about how you have to go to bed early and things like that. And I was thinking, well, you know what happens when a lot of people went to bed early in the old days? They had 10 kids.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the only game in town at that time of night.
That's right. That's right. It was the
so you had to get up early to feed all them daggum mouths you made.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's look what I've done today.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing, you know, about in those days, you know. You know, you'd go in and put in a hard day's work, and you always were able to see the fruits of your labor. And since there was no electricity, 9 months later, you always got to see the fruits.
Well, the 10th kid almost ran around naked because all his clothes were wore out by the time he got to him.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Hand-me-downs.
Done hand me wore out, that's for sure.
Hey, I was thinking about, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, you're fine.
I was thinking about... some of the things you're talking about, peanut butter, that might be a good a person to find who makes natural peanut butter to resell on your site as an advertiser. And then once you find enough advertisers, you get all the makings for your peanut butter fudge from the advertisers.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I just absolutely love peanut butter fudge.
Natural peanut butter without all the additives is great.
And I think a lot of people would buy that, would love that. Plus, too, you know, peanut butter keeps a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that, you know, it's a dandy little thing to have in your little food supply.
I love peanut butter mixed with a little bit of honey spread on a piece of bread without any butter. You know, toast.
Let me tell you what's even better. You take your peanut butter and you take your honey and you mix it together.
Yep.
Put it on tortillas and roll it up, and it's even better.
Okay, I'll have to try that, yeah.
So you kind of have like a peanut butter burrito.
Right.
But it's all, you know, it's nicely rolled up and tight and everything. So you just get the layers of peanut butter and honey flavor. It's excellent stuff.
Well, you know, on a poor man's, they call it poor man's s'mores. You use peanut butter on the cracker with a marshmallow.
Right.
And my wife, when she grew up, they made s'mores a different way. I guess they didn't use poor man's saltine crackers. I was thinking about something that maybe we all can work on. It's like the Patriots Ten Commandments, and one of my first ones would be, thou shalt not use any Microsoft crap.
Oh, man, I would so love to be totally free of them. If Linux was better in the audio and video department with their multimedia stuff and the ability to use more than one thing on it without having to configure a bunch of things, I would be completely Linux.
Well,
there would be no Windows machine in here.
Another thing is, whoever makes the product that you like as far as available for Windows, try it and see if it works with Wine. It allows Linux to use Windows products. And if that doesn't work, also write the manufacturers of that particular product and say, hey, are you going to do a port to Linux? I'd be glad to test it for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely love to test it.
So on those guys, the Linux guys, are probably the closest, the earliest patriots out there, some of the earliest patriots out there as far as technology-wise, because they want to get away from the big brother back doors and things like that.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a nice open-source community. That's been one of the things that with some of the web development work I've done in the past, which isn't the stuff looks like junk, but the fact is that, you know, that's all open-source. It's all an open community for people. So anybody can come in and get the information. They're willing to share it with anybody, and you take it and you can use it however you want to use it.
And bitters. I just think
it's cool that those type of communities exist where people are sharing their ideas with each other.
The inventors of energy should take a tip from the open source thing so they don't get whacked and get their product out there. And then in their own town and environment, they can make the money because after the genie's out of the, bottle, they can still get their name attached to that and get some notoriety on that and then also be able to make a lot of retrofit vehicles in their own area because there's no one guy can take over everything, no man is an island.
I think that's where a lot of these guys make their mistake is because they're doing everything in secret, everything's hush hush, and that's what these people who want to meet with them tell them. You keep this quiet, don't let it get it out, so we can cut a deal. Gonna make you an offer you can't refuse, there, Guido. And so they go to their meeting thinking everything's gonna be great and grand, and boom, they're swimming with the fishes. They meet Luca Brasi instead of Don Corleone, and that's what happens. And you're right. They need to go public just as fast as they possibly can, get in front of as many people as they can with their inventions and just start showing folks, hey, this is what this is doing, this is how it works, and you're being fed a load of junk.
Well, that's about it for me today. I just wanted to the other thing as far as the advertisers, when one guy says that you can't have them as an advertiser, I don't know if I might want to tell the advertisers saying, hey, these people are trying to keep me from advertising you. They may not be a good person to be with because it's like one radio station calling another radio station, hey, you can't have those people.
And the beautiful thing about that is, John, I didn't have to do that. My listeners did it while I was talking about it.
Wow. it behooves the advertiser to put his ad wherever he thinks his particular target market is.
Exactly.
So... Exactly. Well, hopefully get some natural peanut butter there, and we can start building some of those super tortilla things.
Yeah, hey, get some. We got to find some honeybees.
Honeybees, yes.
To make us some natural honey, you know.
You don't want it pasteurized because that's not good for you.
No, not at all.
Well, talk to you later.
All right, John, you have a great night. Yeah, there's nothing better than peanut butter and honey. And you get your tortilla, and just you mix your peanut butter and honey up together. And you spread that out on the tortilla, and you just roll that tortilla up nice and tight. Another thing, too, another little tip here. Welcome to Mike's Cooking Show. Today we're going to roast a nice pork tenderloin, and we'll have a nice little salad, and we'll make another side dish for you and explain to you what a fine wine goes with pork tenderloin, all before the end of the broadcast here on 20-Minute Meals. Welcome aboard. Another thing that's cool is if you'll take pancakes and you... make the batter thin, and you pour that out there in the pancakes, and it comes out really, really thin, and you can roll it. And what I like to do is I'll take pie filling and all that kind of good stuff, and you put it in there. And now I don't do it so much anymore because now you find out that it uses high fructose corn syrup, which is just literally junk in your body. But you can take that. If you got like fresh fruit or something, just take and sprinkle it on there, and I'll mix sugar and cinnamon together. I just dust that over there. Man, they think that's the greatest thing in the world. The kids think that they sat down on a 5-star restaurant for breakfast, and you're just sitting there flipping them. And you could even, depending on how you pour them, you could even make them into shapes and all kinds of stuff. You can get molds, put them in cookie molds, all that kind of stuff. And they go, oh, wow, Daddy, this is great. And so you're like a hero. But I haven't made those in a while, so. Maybe that's why they're ragging on me. Maybe I lost my hero status. I don't know. Might be a good idea to make those pancakes again this weekend. you just never know. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to join us on the program tonight. But Wall Street down 300 points today after Bernanke and the boys cut 0.25% out of the Fed interest rate. And this is all, you know, as I mentioned before, to keep all of this propped up because they have no choice. I mean, they've got to ride this out for a while. And from what I'm understanding is wanting to make it through the election so we can get the anointment of Hillary. But the thing standing in that way is a man named Ron Paul. But they're going to try to keep this thing as propped up as long as they possibly can before it all goes to pot. and then it will. And then when it crashes, it's going to crash, and it's going to crash hard. I mean, milk here, a gallon, $4 a gallon in the store. Bread that, you know, is going up. Flipping pancakes there. Yeah, sugar and cinnamon with pancakes. That's right. Catherine's in the chat room going, flipping what? Flipping what? It's because you've been in there messing with your elk in your eyes. Just regular old plain old pancakes. Just make the batter thin. And then just roll them up and sprinkle them with, you can do it with buttermilk pancakes, whatever you want to do. But just make the batter thin and just roll them up, sprinkle them with cinnamon sugar. And I even think, you know, like those little can, those little sugar sprinkles, put those on there. They think that's $1 million too. You know, or I'll put bananas up and put the bananas inside of them. Or cut strawberries up, whatever you got. You can just slide in there and it's hoorah. They think dad's, and mom too, is the greatest thing in the world. And you are. You brought them in the world. And that's a cool thing. But you know, the whole thing is designed to collapse. I mean, they want it to collapse. In the end, they want it to collapse. Because once they do, this country's gone. They can come and declare their martial law and be done with it. Because they'll be rioting in the streets. When people get hungry, they're going to get upset. And they're going to get out on the streets and they're going to go, hey, what happened to the food, dude? And so the government will respond and come out and bring the food. People will stand in line. They'll take the vaccinations. They'll take the chip. They'll take all that, whatever they have to do to feed their families, because they've not prepared. And they don't know how to do anything because, hey, it didn't come out of a box. And I can't stick it in my microwave. What am I going to do? And that's one of the reasons why, you know, why preparedness is like hugely important. And you get your stuff, as much of it as you can, together. I mean, you know, if you're lucky enough to be able to buy through some of these food companies, and find more power to you. But if, you know, if you're not, you've got to start. And, you know, look for, go in and find the things that you like and start putting those things together. And look at the expiration dates on products and that kind of thing, and just get out there and find what you can find and get it stocked up. But eat food you like to eat. Don't say, well, we're just going to do rice and beans. That's right. You know, you'll do that for about a week, and you're going, oh, this really is nasty. This is really nasty. And you get your spices and all kind, you know, anything you can to flavor it. That's going to be key, too. You know, sauces that'll keep and stuff, you know, so you can flavor your food. And you need your flour. And then, hey, you can make pasta out of flour and water. Noodles, whatever you want to make. But a lot of it just takes time to, you know, sit and figure out, okay, what am I going to do here? What do I need? Well, and come to the microphone.
Okay. And you need to go ahead and buy some basic stuff now, like get you a flour mill.
Right.
And a megger. M-E-G-G-E-R.
That's like fishing with dynamite, folks.
But somebody told us about this, and I'm sorry, I've been asleep, so I'm kind of half groggy here. What it is it is an electrical device that is hand-cranked. You want the old hand-cranked ones, and the electricians test circuits with it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put it in water and turn the crank, and you're going to have fish floating up to the top. Granted, you're going to get in trouble if you do it, except for a time of emergency. But that will help you a lot.
Yeah.
And you need to start getting those things prepared and start putting back your trash bags and your twist ties and
toilet paper
and your ropes and your shovels and all of that. I mean, like when this storm hit, I wasn't too worried because we've got everything together in one central location.
Yeah, you know, this was probably the first time that we didn't really go scurrying around. We picked up a few extra things, and that was it. Kind of things to let the
I only bought $40, $50 worth of extra stuff this time.
Yeah.
Now, last year, I went out, and it was two carts, and we were freaked out and panicked and all this. But this year, I casually went to the store. Well, you went with me. We all went. And we just grabbed, and it was comfort stuff. We grabbed protein bars and pudding cups and stuff that I didn't have in the emergency
just
packs.
For something. And the thing is, you know, they didn't get touched.
The pudding cups did.
Oh, did they? I didn't know. I didn't think they'd been touched.
Little Slick.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
And but he likes chocolate. He didn't touch the others.
Right.
But we bought stuff like that. And you know, made sure that we had plenty of peanut butter and jelly and stuff like that. But what I focused on this time, which was kind of weird, was for some reason I didn't think that we'd lose power for all that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I take for granted who lives across the street.
Yeah, in the same neighborhood, the mayor.
Yeah, and I know that they're going to get it back on quick like they always do.
Right.
God forbid if he moves. There's rumor... I think he has moved, but after seeing the power on and nobody else is in the neighborhood, I don't think he has. But but anyhow, we bought stuff like milk, believe it or not, because I knew we were going to make soups and stews.
Yeah,
and that was my goal this time because I couldn't go to work.
About 5 seconds here.
And so what we did was we made lots of hot stuff to carry us over.
Have we?
You know.
Back in just a minute, final segment around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Woo!
final segment here on the Midnight Rider for tonight. Tomorrow night on the program is going to be Michael Vail, thought-criminal.org, and we're going to talk about technology and some of its uses, and some of those uses a tad nefarious. And so we'll get in that tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon on my afternoon show, we talked about Pearl Harbor the other day when I did the intel report for John Stadmiller. And I am going to have Tom Kimmel on tomorrow on my afternoon show from 4 to 6 on TruthNet Radio. That's going to be a good show. So if you're interested in Pearl Harbor and his grandfather's role in that, you might want to tune in there. But definitely tune in tomorrow night for this show. We're going to talk about technology and go through a bunch of stuff. Michael, this is what he focuses on with his website, thought-criminal.org. And this technology is going to be used against us. And they're already lining it up. I mean, you've got police departments that want directed energy weapons. And this stuff is becoming more and more prevalent and is out everywhere. The military is using it. And the thing is, we don't see this stuff. This is the stuff they're not going to show you. And but you need to know about it. Again, you need to know your enemy. You need to know who and what you're up against. Because if you don't understand them, then you're never going to be able to defeat them. And defeating them starts with by freeing your mind and freeing yourself first. That's where they got us, see? They can't do this without our consent. They need us to agree to go along with what they want to do. And the way they do that is through the propaganda and the conditioning of our minds. And our minds can be changed, and we can, and our eyes can be open to things, and that's what we have to do. And freedom begins with the individual, by the freeing of your mind. And then you free yourself physically, and you free others. That's how it all works. It all works hand in hand. Gary in Tennessee, got just a minute here for a call. Welcome to the program. How are you, sir? Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, got about 1 minute. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm going to have to chastise you. I would give you a spanking, but you might like that. And since you're there and I'm here, I'll just have to verbally chastise you. You gave away one of my closely guarded secrets on survival tonight.
I did. What was that?
Well, I've got a fanny pack. It's a huge fanny pack with a wide belt. And in that, I put in there a jar of peanut butter and jelly mixed together. You know how you buy at the grocery store?
Yep.
And I put in a half a dozen packets of that tin foil of tuna fish without water in it.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of small packs of half cans of Spam.
Right.
And then I put one of them big old packs of tortillas in it.
Got that right. Hey,
and
everything goes great on a tortilla.
And I got three types of sandwiches I can make.
You got that right. Gary, thanks for the call. Good tips. Everybody, you guys have a great night. Greybeard, we'll talk with you later. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Love everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow night.